A report by the International Labour Organization says there are 5 million fewer working children in the Asia-Pacific region today than there were 4 years ago. The ILO says Thailand, Malaysia and China are among those countries where child labour has declined significantly. Panuda Bunpala is a child labour specialist at the ILO's regional office in Bangkok. She says economic growth in certain countries has played an important role in the reduction of child labour. She says, however, that economic improvements need to go hand in hand with better access to education and with the political will to stop child labour.
In the situation where poverty reduction targets rural poor, for example, and at the same time expand basic education for the same population, and work at the same time and law enforcement in certain economic sectors where child labour is a common practice, then the chance to have child labour reduction goes much faster.
Despite the decline, the ILO estimates there are still more than 122 million children aged between 5 and 14 working in Asia, the highest number of child labourers in the world. In some countries, the number of child labourers has gone up in the past few years. Panuda says crisis situations, including the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, last year's earthquake in Pakistan, and political unrest in countries like Sri Lanka and Afghanistan, have forced many children to enter the labour force.
Children who have lost their family, even sometimes their family is still there, but the livelihoods of the family is gone. And many of these children are at risk of entering labour force after the crisis.
Panuda says one of the most positive developments in recent years is that a number of countries in the region, such as the Philippines, Indonesia, Pakistan and Cambodia, have set up deadlines to eliminate what the ILO calls the worst forms of child labour. These include bonded labour, commercial sexual exploitation, the use of children for illicit activities such as drug trafficking, and work that is considered dangerous, such as mining and deep-sea fishing. The ILO believes that these forms of child labour could be wiped out worldwide in 10 years. Panuda says she is optimistic that Asia will be among the regions that will meet this target. Claudia Blume, VOA News, Hong Kong.